How great would it be to have fresh mushrooms at home whenever we want them? Maybe the classic white buttons or shiitakes, crimini's, or a whole bunch of others. Well, if you've got some patience and don't mind a little work, you can grow them yourself. In fact, our guest says it's really not much more difficult than growing a tomato. You just need a little bit different skill set. Tavis Lynch is a commercial mushroom forager and cultivator in Cumberland near Rice Lake. He's a certified mushroom expert by the Minnesota Department of Agriculture and vice president of the Shiitake Growers Association. He's the author of Mushroom Cultivation, an illustrated guide to growing your own mushrooms at home. Tavis, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, before we talk about growing our own mushrooms, let's talk about you. What got you fascinated by the world of mushrooms?
It's just been a lifelong hobby that turned into a little bit more than a hobby. I've been picking mushrooms since I was a kid and picking them up and studying them and wondering what they were.
And when did you first start growing your own mushrooms?
I played around with it about 10 or 15 years ago and then got to a commercial level about 2010.
And looking at your book, a lot of mushroom growing is outside. I'm going to ask what might be a stupid question. When I moved into a rental house one time, there were mushrooms growing in the basement. I did not eat them. But it makes me wonder, can we grow edible mushrooms indoors, or is this strictly an outside gig?
It can definitely be done indoors. I've grown them as a little bouquet in the center of my kitchen table before. It doesn't take up very much space. It's very easy, and they can grow indoors or outdoors. Obviously, we have a limited season here in Wisconsin for outdoors. So, yeah, indoors is just fine.
So if somebody wants to try growing mushrooms at home, indoors or out, what are the first steps they need to take to figure out how to do it?
The first thing you have to do is decide what kind of a mushroom you want to grow. Some of them will grow really well on wood. Some of them will grow really well on straw. Some of them will only grow on your compost heap. So choose a mushroom that you like to eat or one that you think is pretty to look at, and then start looking at the ingredients you would need to grow that mushroom, how available there are in your area.
Now, I heard somewhere you are into wine cap mushrooms lately. That's not a mushroom I think I'm familiar with. Tell us about that one.
That's a European mushroom that can be found now nationwide as kind of an escapee, but it's a super easy mushroom to grow. I started growing that one in 2010. It's very fast growing, very high yielding. We can grow that mushroom in as little as like 5 weeks after we, and I use quotation marks here, plant them.
Yeah, why quote marks? It's not exactly planting like we would a plant. We're working with spores here.
We're actually working with spawn or mycelium, the organism itself, the fungus, not the reproductive cells. We've got them already spread out into a medium, such as sawdust or grain or a couple of other holding mediums. We're adding that to a larger medium and letting that colonize that. So with wine caps, we grow them on straw, and what we're adding is the spawn mixed with sawdust to that straw.
Now, if I wanted to get some mushroom spawn, I wouldn't know where to go. Well, where do we go to buy the basic materials we need, the basic sources for our mushrooms?
If you have a little bit of laboratory knowledge, you can certainly build your own at home, but there are some fantastic companies. One right here in Wisconsin, Field and Forest Products over in Peshtigo, and they are the best in the business.
And we'll talk about the range. How many different kinds of mushrooms can a beginner find at a place like that and get started with at home?
Oh, dozens. Lots of choices. They've got a catalog that's kind of fun to look through, as do all the spawn suppliers. So, yeah, your choices are not limited. There's plenty of choices. If you like the white buttons, you can grow the white buttons at home. They're actually a little more difficult than, say, a wine cap or an oyster or a shiitake.
So shiitakes are more expensive at the store. I know it seems like they're fewer and far between, so that seems like a great one to try to grow at home. Save some money and grow a really fancy one.
Well, absolutely. And you can do it on a large scale, or you can buy a small kit that you can grow right on your kitchen counter. It only takes up about a square foot, and you can get fresh shiitake mushrooms in just a matter of days.
And you mentioned the different kinds of mediums, wood, straw, things like that. What do shiitakes like to grow in?
Exclusively wood or or sawdust blocks. They press them into like a loaf of bread is what it looks like.
Huh. Now, for that outdoor arrangement, you've got some cool-looking ones. A great picture is in your book, by the way. Talk about what kind of wood you're working with when you grow mushrooms in that on those racks outside.
Well, if I could grow them on white oak all the time, I would, but it's not always available. People don't like me just going in their yard and cutting down their white oak. But I do have, I've had great success with ironwood, hophorn beam. So that's been my primary wood source for the last probably 4 years now, and it's proving to be very productive and easy to find, and it's always straight, and it's always 5 inches in diameter. It's very nice to work with.
And what different kinds of mushrooms can we grow on that? The shiitakes we already mentioned.
Shiitake will grow on ironwood, as will horicium, which is commonly known as bear's head or sometimes lion's mane. If we want some other mushrooms, if we're going to try to grow oysters, box elder or aspen are good weed trees to use for those. So you can actually thin out a forest, improve the health of your land, and while we're removing that wood, we can use that to grow mushrooms.
Talking to mushroom expert Tavis Lynch from Cumberland. He's the author of Mushroom Cultivation, an illustrated guide to growing your own mushrooms at home. If, by the way, on the off chance you are a mushroom grower yourself, we'd love to hear from you at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Tell us about it, or if you need some advice from Tavis, why, we'd love to take your question as well at 800-642-1234. 1, 2, 3, 4. Tavis, you mentioned that compost. I have a compost bin out back. I could take some of that out. What kind of mushrooms can I grow on compost?
One that grows really well is our common store-bought mushroom, the white button, but anything in that genus of Agaricus. We've got some beautifully scented almond mushrooms also in that genus. They grow really well in compost. One of the more common woodland mushrooms that we have here, the bluet, which you can find in the wild, they're out right now, they also do really well in compost.
And is that last one we could buy from a store or from those suppliers you mentioned, or would we have to harvest or forage it ourselves?
We would have to forage it or grow it. That's not one you're going to find available at any stores.
And how weather sensitive are mushrooms? What kind of extremes can they take during the normal growing season?
Well, extreme heat does have a tendency to do some damage. Obviously, extreme cold will too. I almost called in yesterday when we were talking about all the rain and how it's affected farmers to say it's great for mushroom farmers.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I've had an extremely successful year due to the excessive rain. So that type of an extreme is definitely helpful. Drought, on the other hand, is a lot more difficult to handle.
And talk a little bit now about cooking mushrooms. I know you've got some recipes in your book. What are some of your favorite ways to consume the mushrooms you grow?
You know, I'm not a very good cook. I fry everything I have in butter, and it's just fine. Those recipes were supplied by chefs of restaurants that I sell mushrooms to. So I leave that end to them.
You know, but I honestly, what you just said is my favorite way to eat mushrooms, too. Fried in butter, a little salt and pepper. You don't need to get very fancy, do you?
No, if you want to taste the mushroom, I say keep it simple.
And so this time of year, obviously, it's getting cold. We're not going to start planting our outside mushrooms now. When do you get started in the, late winter, spring? When do you get started with the next year crop of mushrooms?
You could start right now, but there's always that risk of frost and freezing that, you know, October and November are very unpredictable here. I drove through a snowstorm last night up near Ashland. But we usually start harvesting the wood in January and February when it's alive and dormant, and then we start inoculating that wood in early April.
I want to bring on a caller now. Mark is with us in Three Lakes. Mark, hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm curious. I've been heating with wood for over 30 years. So I have, I put it in the same spot, I cut it in the same spot, and I have, it's mainly oak and maple, more maple probably than oak, but what can I grow on that?
He's got maple and oak firewood. What kind of mushrooms could he grow on there?
Oak is a great host for shiitake, as is maple. Now, if it's sugar maple, it's a superior host for shiitake. If it's red maple or silver maple or box elder, it works, but it decays very quickly, and we don't get a lot of production. If you're doing it as a hobby, fine, it works great. If you're doing it on a commercial level, you're kind of wasting energy there. But, yeah, shiitake would grow both of those. And actually, maple's almost the universal host. You can grow a very wide array of mushrooms on maple.
All right, good luck to you, Mark. We'll go next to Donald in Iron River. Donald, hello.
Hi. Hey, you talked about that company in Peshtigo. Is there a phone number or address I can get from you?
Yeah, their website is fieldforest.net.
Fieldforest.net. So that would be the place to find that info, Donald, and good luck. Liz joins us now in Viroqua. Liz, hello.
Hi.
What's your story?
One of the few good things about this rainy summer is I have an oyster mushroom log, and it's producing beautifully right now because I haven't had to water it.
Okay, and are you
exactly.
Have you been growing a long time, or are you just figuring it out on your own, Liz?
No, yeah, I tried once, and I put the first log too far down in the woods, and I forgot about it. And this one I put under a shrub where I can see it from my kitchen window. So I took better care of it.
That sounds great, Liz. Oyster mushrooms did well. And so, yeah, in a less wet season than we had, Tavis, are we just watering our mushrooms from time to time?
Exactly. And we don't want to water them every day. If they were to stay wet all the time, we would have problems with other invading fungi or microorganisms finding a way in through that wet bark. But they do require about an inch of rain every 10 days.
We got that this year some. Liz, thanks a lot for calling. And Tavis, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me back.
Tavis Lynch is a commercial mushroom forager and cultivator in Cumberland. We talked with him about his book. It's called Mushroom Cultivation, an Illustrated Guide to Growing Your Own Mushrooms at Home.